your bucket list and other people. Are other people important in your world? I mean, think of that in the broadest sense. We might start with family and those right around us, close friends, but others in the world as well are important. And the question then becomes, are they reflected and acknowledged in the things that are on your bucket list? So let's think about that for a little bit this morning. You see, our bucket list must reflect the reality that our faith is not just me and God, but faith always includes others. I mean, when we are called to faith in Jesus Christ, we become part of that community of faith. We sometimes speak of it as the church, the people of God, whatever name we put on it. It is a community, and it's not an optional extra. It's part of our calling to be in communion and closeness with the Lord through Christ our Savior, but also then to come into that community of believers that is first of all right around us, and then also acknowledging those who are more distant from us. Because there are many in that community of faith we'll never ever meet. In fact, in reality, we'll only ever meet a very small number of them. And of course, it gets even more complicated when we remember that that community of faith is not just something of this present time, but includes those who have gone before us and those who will come after us. So it's a large community, and that is part of what we are called to in Jesus Christ. Life, you see, is never just about ourselves. In fact, alone we die, together we live. I mean, alone, we wouldn't even have survived infancy. Because humans are born helpless in terms of needing someone to nurture them, to care for them, to feed them, to protect them until they begin to mature, to do some of those things for themselves. So without people around us, we wouldn't be here. And what we need to always acknowledge in Christ is that that community continues. Oh yes, it's crucial that we individually have a faith link with God in Christ. But we also then acknowledge the extension of that and the way it brings us into community with others. Therefore, some of the things on your bucket list should be intended to benefit others. As Christians, we are always to be oriented toward working in community. Not to say that we don't have individual responsibilities to fulfill, but we have a strong commitment to community. And we know that community is, yes, church, but also family. We know in Christ that that community extends to people who have yet to profess the faith. Who is our neighbor? And it extends to those in need. Now, the things on your bucket list are not just ideals. You know, it's not that what I'm talking about is not just saying what we ought to be, but saying what we desire to be and how we desire or hope to live that out in the remainder of our days. These must be things we desire to happen. These must be things we're open to have happen and prepared to work to have happen. And so, though they represent what we know we ought to be, they also are what we're prepared to aim to be. Now, you know, sometimes we have things on our bucket list we have no idea how we would ever possibly accomplish, but they're there. And they're things we would like to be part of in the remainder of our days. And we're not sure how that might work. But once we identify them, then we are open to look for ways to make them happen. How can we, even in some small way, contribute to the accomplishment of this that we aspire to see happen? Because on our bucket list, there are those things that we hope and plan to do personally, but there are also things that we would like to see accomplished in the world. And understand that those things are far beyond the scope of what we as one individual might possibly do, but that somehow we aspire to being part of making such things come about. And then we live with a sense of anticipation, looking for the opportunities and the occasions to make them real. And sometimes it may be that our part in that accomplishment is just a minor footnote. But because we were thinking about it and because we desired to see it happen, we are there open when the moment comes when we can contribute. We're there eager to do so. You see, your bucket list becomes one of the many ways in which you express your love for others. I'm not thinking here particularly of, you know, leaving bequests to people of monetary things. I'm thinking about the personal things that God gives us an opportunity to do for the benefit of others. Oh, of course, on our bucket lists are some things that are more personally focused that we hope to be able to do, and by the grace of God, may be able to do in the remainder of our days. But as our faith, this faith into which we are called in Christ, is not a selfish faith which is only focused on ourselves, so our bucket list ought not to be some sort of Santa Claus wish list just for ourselves. It's where we hope and pray and aspire that life may take us. Because, you see, our bucket list is our resolve not to give up on living the faith. A certain temptation in life to get to a certain point and say, well, I've done my part. Let the next generation take over. Well, there are some aspects of things we that may need to happen that we may be past contributing to. But as the Lord gives us life and breath, we are to have a vision that that life and breath is to be lived and experienced for His glory. And therefore, we have some sort of plan, some sort of hope, some sort of dream that we are committed to. And by the grace of God, and as opportunity arises, we will work towards. And our bucket list ought to reflect every aspect of our faith, including our love for others. Now, one of the distinguishing factors, you know, for those who profess the faith is that not necessarily that the things on their bucket list are always vastly different than the things on the bucket list of other people around them. But often the distinguishing thing is motive. Why? Why do we hope to accomplish this in our days? And in that motivation, our faith should shine forth brightly. And I just leave with you this morning, as we think about our commitment to others in the remainder of our days, that passage that I read from John chapter 15, where Jesus speaks about love. And, you know, this is an incredible passage because it not only instructs us about the attitude of our lives, that we ought to be a people who love one another. It's really strongly emphasized. I mean, Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Now there's something to make us think about the quality of our love for others. And of course, isn't it incredible that the incarnate Son of God Almighty calls us His friends? Isn't that incredible? Mere mortals that we are, fallible as we are, flawed as we are, Jesus says, "You're my friends. Hear my words. Love one another, even as I have loved you." And he ends this little portion of his teaching by saying, "I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." So as you think about that unknown future that lies before you, may you do so with the remembrance that we still have a faith to live out. We still need to be purposeful in planning our lives. And what we aspire most to do ought to reflect the very center and heart of the faith that we profess together. And then all the little pieces come together and God's name is praised. So, think about it. We have one more Sunday to look at bucket lists. This is good news, you know. Life is not over. The Lord walks with us. And by his grace, may we aspire to live life for its glory. Thanks be to God. Amen.